as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Our guests on the sessions at Midori House today are The Charlatans, a band we're happy to say are back again. They keep on seeming to come back. In fact, they never went away. They've just hit another rich seam of form. Maybe their third? You'll know them from huge records from the 1990s, like Telling Stories and the Manchester scene of Factory Records and the Happy Mondays, that they touched but didn't define them. Lucky them, perhaps, because they've had the best of it, making 13 albums of impeccable, catchy and clever rocky pop with very Catholic tastes. The new album is called Different Days, and here are Tim and Mark from The Charlatans to sing for us now.
I'm Tim, and I'm with Mark, and we're from The Charlatans, and the song's called Different Days.
Different days, nature's gaze in your headlights, always away. When waking up in the dark night, was so frightened, now enlightened, through distortion, headless horseman, through distortion, through distortion. Different planes, heading out to the same place, mapping the skies. I can't wait to see your face. We are all coincidences, accepting idiosyncrasies. Keep confidences, confidences. Just couldn't say what it takes to make you laugh and what it takes to make you stay. It's not about today. You point to the future and then you walk away, like scenes in place. Different days, different ways, different days. And then you walk away, like scenes in place. Different days, different days, different ways, like scenes in place. Different days, different ways, different days.
Tim and Mark, welcome to the sessions and congratulations on Different Days. So tell us first, what did you write it on? What are the first steps for recording a new LP?
Skeletal acoustic guitar.
Recorded on a Porter studio with
Mark doing the arrangements.
With some plug-in pianos as well to play along with the acoustics. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that was flagged up before the release of the album was all the interesting special guests on the record. You've got Kurt Wagner, or is he Wagner? Or Wagner?
I've always said Wagner, but people say Wagner.
Yeah. In Germany they do, yeah. But I think most Americans give it a Wagner.
Wagner. We've also got Ian Rankin, the novelist, and Sharon Horgan, the writer and actor. Now, this is when people's ears prick up. How did these guys get on the LP?
Well, they are people that we know and people that we admire. And where does it all begin? I suppose it all begins with the writing and the very beginnings of the songs. Myself and Mark thought Stephen Morris has to play on these has to play on these tracks. And once we had five or six tracks all leading to Stephen, that's when we started recording, and Stephen joined us, and there was one occasion that he brought Gillian, and then there was another occasion where we had a song we thought we'd send to Anton Newcombe, you know, and he sent it back, and all of a sudden there was this like real social thing going on, and as the songs progressed, they kind of led us to the people that we asked. There was an instrumental section that took different days to Plastic Machinery, mm-hmm. and it was an idea. I think Martin suggested Ian Rankin, and I knew him, and I went up to Edinburgh. Well, the band were playing in Edinburgh.
We met Ian, yeah. And Martin liked the sound of his voice.
Well, Ian had been a friend in the past, but last year we played in Edinburgh on New Year's Eve, and we got Ian to record then. So it was kind of, you know, he'd prepared something for us, and it was just a really great thing. Based on the two tracks that he was going to be in the middle of.
And what's it like then when you have people who aren't music people as such in the studio? Are they endlessly fascinated by the recording process?
Well, with Sharon, I mean, we played at Hotel Football, which was Gary Neville's place in Manchester. And there was a competition that the band ran, and Sharon entered the competition, right? And we said, you know what? Let's run the competition again. You can come and bring your family. And she brought her family up, and we got to know her. And this was a few years ago. And we just became friendly and kept in touch. And, you know, she's a fan of The Fall. So that kind of, so it's good to talk about music on that level. And we're big fans of her writing. And we just figured that she was such a good communicator that she'd be able to sing.
Yeah, right.
We didn't know whether she could or not.
She acts. All actors sing, don't they?
She's not one of them kind of. She's not one of them kind of actory singery. She really enjoyed the experience of coming up and seeing everyone in the studio and sort of like, you know, and just coming to grips with the studio environment and I think
she was quite nervous, wasn't she?
Putting her headphones
on and. She was worried that she would sound like someone from Bewitched. That was her main worry, which we assured her she didn't.
Okay. I think that's kind of an inner fear, isn't it? That's like completely unfounded.
Do you think it's the inner fear that it's Bewitched?
No. I think the inner fear is kind of first she was saying no. She was saying no, she couldn't do it, but she had to do it, and she came up and. She enjoyed the experience, and I think the inner fear drove her to do it, and she did a great job. So,
right, okay. You remember it?
Yeah, I think so. The studio, we've tried to deny it, but the studio is like a band member.
We've been in there since about 1998. And we've
tried to do records away from it, but it's a good feeling, and it was important that people came to the studio, you know, like Sharon came to the studio and Johnny came to the studio, and it's where it was all happening. It was like the machine, you know. Some of the night, and I'm lying on my back, looking up, and I can't see the woods through the trees, and I'm sitting now. Thinking, just wondering where I've been. So got off my seat. And I thought I saw the light. Through the clouds, I saw the sunset. And a world just might have changed. Following the lines of latitude, I hit the ground, just landed. Following ascension, gaining altitude, I'm sitting in a tin can just to find you. Plastic Machinery.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and this week's guests were The Charlatans, whose Different Days album is out on the 26th of May. The show was produced by Holly Fisher, mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week. For the time being, from me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.
Our life is just like a dream to me. At times it's good to be rejected. So let's just run, even if only in our heads. Leave all this behind, unless we could stand still. It's not that we have no interest. It's not that we don't think it's worth it. Oh wait, I'm such an idiot. My shoulders find it hard to take in. You can't tell me tonight, if not this time. Your thoughts don't need to be confined. I feel it too. This broken world, there is no second chance. Our flags unfold. Don't be part of the machinery. I know it's hard to be accepted. Our life is just like a dream to me. At times it's good to be rejected.
rejected, so let's just run. Even if only in our heads, leave all of this behind. Unless we could stand still, all this machine still works.